The Traveler's Journal, December 25th, on an island where it's Christmas every day. Christmas Island is a 140-square-mile sand spot in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, 1,200 miles straight south of Hawaii. The world's largest coral atoll, it surrounds a huge lagoon which is all that remains of a long extinct volcano. The name was bestowed by Captain James Cook, who landed here on Christmas Day, 1777. Apart from its strategic value in World War II, not much has happened here, before or since, which is not surprising. Christmas Island's reef is treacherous, and its pan-flat, scrubby landscape is still littered with the war's junk. It doesn't lie on any major tourist routes. Its hotels are marginal, shopping scant, and there's only one airplane a week. But Christmas Island has become something of a holiday for people who love to fish. Bonefish, Albula vupe, may be the most lied about and lusted after fish in the world. When it comes to catching them, Christmas Island is as good as it gets. Now, these bonefish may not be quite as large as their cousins in the Gulf Islands or Central America, but they make up for it with sheer abundance. Reminiscent of huge neon blue cigars, they barrel through the rougher waters of the ocean flats and into the broad, shallow lagoon, where they school in incredible numbers. Other places, 3 bonefish strikes a day is good work. On Christmas Island, you get that many before breakfast. The offshore fishing for marlin, billfish, and tuna is also world-class. You'll find plenty of travel intelligence when you visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.